It is Hiroshi Shibe, and welcome to Satoshi's Treasure Hunters. Happy Clue Day, everybody. It's been a bit of a wild ride. Had actually do this recording three times, and each time there seems to be a new update, but I'm just going to stick with just the clue announcement and save all the trials and tribulations and solutions and any news for our weekly wrap-up. But for today, I'm just going to announce, hey, we have a clue. I'm just going to call it the Rabbit Key. It's a name I can't pronounce, like Laponi, it means hair, so Rabbit Key. The name of the key was actually revealed like Saturday, like somewhere in the middle of the night, I believe, or at least that's when I became aware of it. And the actual clue for that key was revealed not at noon Pacific Standard Time, as the website says. It was revealed through the newsletter, which they did state, you know, they put it out there that the newsletter, if you subscribe, you might get a little heads up. And the SMS message, which up to this point, I haven't heard of anybody receiving any text messages that they provided their phone number. But it will be interesting to see if and when that happens, if they get a heads up different, or they get a different clue to a key, or, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the game makers, you know, conduct this game. But for today, we have the rabbit key. Okay, so 10:13 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I received, you know, a little notice, a little alert on my email, and it states that, hey, the key is up. I'm like, what? The key is up? So I checked the site, satoshitreasures.xyz, and sure enough, the clue for the key is up. And so let's go to the site, let's look at what we have here. Okay, so, nope, that's not it. Oh, there it is. So right there. And why is the date there? Okay, so Satoshi's Treasure. Right here at the very bottom here is the rabbit key. 4/21/2019, unknown if it's been found. Follow the crazy rabbit, which is, you know, very similar to the, now everything's all wonky. It's very similar to, you know, The Matrix or Alice in Wonderland. And plus, today is, if you celebrate it, Easter Sunday. So, here we have the clue. We came early, unexpected. I actually wanted to do like a little live stream revelation, but that didn't happen. And considering it's taken me three times to record the same announcement, I'm kind of glad that maybe noon wasn't the revelation. I did actually look and see if there were more keys that were going to be released at 12 Pacific Standard Time, but no, that wasn't the case. So if you click on follow the rabbit, basically, it has this statement, and it's, congratulations to the hunters who congregated their locations indicated in my first transmission and found the first keys of the hunt. A hearty congratulations as well to the few who realized that to travel in the new space was not entirely necessary to find those keys. While parts of the hunt are solitary endeavors, most of the time you will need to work together as a clan and pull ahead. The real challenge is available, solvable for an individual only at a considerable expense. For a group is nothing but a simple test at cohesion and trust. In my hunt, as in my life, remember that nothing is what it seems. So, again, you know, these little statements are happening on the website. Again, this game is supposed to be played within a group, but you also can be individuals. I guess it can say it's a testament of whether or not how cooperative people are going to be with money on the line. So if you click the link, you get a very interesting clue. I would describe the clue as something that is very reminiscent of the early aughts. Something that you might have seen very early, like I said, in the early aughts around, I would say 04, 05, the style of the particular GIF that is the clue. I'm not sure if it's actually something that's taken from a publicly available piece of media. It'd be interesting to know if it's actually attached to maybe a show or a movie, or somehow it is associated with anything particular, maybe a video game. It seems vaguely familiar. At the same time, it just, I don't personally know what to make of it, but it was an interesting clue, if you will. So here it is. I'm going to blow it up for you. You have this GIF that repeats, like GIFs are supposed to do, of this rabbit, and yeah, like I said, the style is kind of grainy, so it looks very similar to something we see in the aughts and early GIF making, if you will, or the style makers of the time, the technology they had available. The animation is from that era, if you will, as well, I would say. I don't know if that has anything to do with helping to solve the clue, but so there you have it. Don't know what to make of it. You know, I am part of a clan. I'll reveal that when I do the weekly rundown, but it's just, I'm very excited. I like seeing the different dynamics on the different social platforms and the different way people are engaging with one another. It'll be interesting to see how quickly the clue is solved. If it's going to take all week, if it's going to be like hours or even very fast. The game makers have stated that they were going to adjust their game as, you know, we've proven ourselves to be, you know, clever, able to solve the clues. I hope they do get harder. I hope it takes a while, maybe like a week or two or a month. Again, we're very early on. There's only 4 keys released so far out of the potential 400 that you need to combine together to achieve, but there could be, you know, it's stated that there's 1,000 keys, so it could be 401, it could be 522, and then someone solves it. It could be 637, it could be actually at 400, you know, all the first 400 keys, and bam, you have the reward. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it progresses. I would like to see some more real-world feats, if you will, as they say, feats of strength or feats or something. Task, if you will, to get people, you know, to go out there, to be more global, so it's not quite as instantaneous, if you will, that it takes more cooperation, and you have to have the resources or the clan or know people or start going in the network or finagling and haggling or something like that to accomplish tasks. I also like to see something that's not necessarily like not tech-based, but something that even the average layperson could maybe kind of figure out or kind of get in. I don't know. It would be nice to see something like a high, what's that app? HQ trivia, you know, weird trivia question or something. I don't know. I would like to see some different dynamics of game playing, if you will, happening. But who knows? They said they have prizes, so all sorts of, you know, concepts and prizes, and are willing to adjust. And so we'll see how their adjustments go. But that's it for Clue Day. Just one key. We'll see how the rest of the keys are dispersed. We might get another key later this week. We might again get it like basically every Sunday. Supposedly this is supposed to only take a year to do this game, but again, the Legend of Satoshi took 3 years for people to solve, so we'll see. But I'm Hiroshi Shibe. That's it for now. This is Satoshi's Treasure Hunters. Tune in on Friday, in which we will break down the week and whether it's, you know, you know, we'll talk about the crowds they're still advertising for people to join, the different official channels that are available so people know to get the correct information. We'll talk about the clue this week, kind of break down how it was solved, if that's publicly available, how it was solved, what the key is, talk about what we expect from the game, I guess you can say, any news or tidbits or anything like that. And I would say, I kind of want, like, at the end of the episode, like, either the clue of the week or the unique solution of the week, or maybe the thing to do next if you're out there, like, you know, my idea, the community's idea, what to do next as to progress further into the game. But that's it for now. I hope you enjoy this little quick blurb, and I will see you Friday. To the hunt.